with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network Donald Trump's election victory is good news to Israel in its war against Hezbollah and Hamas.
It's quite possible that Israel will feel emboldened and, of course, will begin to take more of the fight, not just to the proxies, but to the Iranians.
McGinnis also says Donald Trump's approach to the Russia-Ukraine war will be different than President Biden. He says he expects that conflict will come to an end. President Biden delivering a brief post-election speech from the Rose Garden this morning, saying that he had congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory. Also at SRNnews.com, a fast-moving wildfire near Los Angeles has destroyed dozens of homes. Donna Warder with the report.
Thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate as fire continues to rip through communities around Camarillo, California for a second day today. The blaze exploded in size in just a few hours, and the Ventura County Fire Department said late Wednesday there was 0% containment. Officials in several Southern California counties are urging residents to watch for fast-spreading blazes, power outages, and fallen trees in the latest round of Santa Ana winds. I'm Donna Warder.
The number of Americans applying for jobless aid ticked up last week, but layoffs remain at low levels. The Labor Department reports jobless claim applications rose by 3,000 to 221,000 for the week of November 2nd. Stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 16 points, but the NASDAQ 246 points higher. This is SRN News. West Virginia rejects assisted suicide.
The margin was razor thin, but a majority of voters approved an amendment that bars doctors from helping people take their own lives. The bill reads, quote, "No person, physician, or health care provider in the state of West Virginia shall participate in the practice of medically assisted suicide, euthanasia, or mercy killing of a person." So far, 10 states and the District of Columbia have made it legal for people to commit suicide with a doctor's help. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates had an undefeated record in state referendums until Tuesday. For the first time since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-lifers were victorious at the ballot box, defeating abortion amendments in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Marjorie Dannenfelser, the president of SBA Pro-Life America, says the resounding win in Florida is a momentous victory for life and for our entire country. This is SRN News. Soldiers and police are patrolling the streets of Mozambique's capital, Maputo, ahead of unexpected opposition protest against the results of a disputed election.
The police have been firing tear gas and some clashes have erupted in Maputo. People are turning up in large numbers for what's meant to be the climax of the street protests against Daniel Chapo's election victory. The opposition leader, Venancio Mondlane, is out of the country and says it's unsafe for him to attend the march. He told the French news agency that there was a revolutionary atmosphere and that the nation was on the verge of an historical political transition. But many more people could be killed if the police continue to use force to crush the protests.
BBC correspondent Will Ross. The Czech Central Bank has cut its key interest rate for the eighth time in a row as inflation remains low and the economy making a slow recovery. A quarter of a percentage point cut brings that rate to 4%. More details at SRNnews.com.